And as New Hampshire residents cast their votes today on the future, some are reflecting on primaries past. NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports on some primary tradition.
Concord is the state capital, and on the last day of campaigning, there was a party going on in front of the state house. It was warm, almost spring-like. There were crowds of partisans waving signs, car horns honking, buses bringing candidates and reporters, a snowman demonstrating against global warming. It was not always so. Kathy Mayo was taking in the scene in Concord this morning. She said her first primary was 1976. She worked in a hairdressing shop in Peterborough, and she met her first presidential candidate quietly trolling for voters in diners and mills and beauty shops.
He came into our shop, and everybody, because there was a radio station down below, and the people in the shop said, "Who is he?" And I said, "He's Jimmy Carter, and he's going to be the next president." And he was.
Jimmy Carter was the first president in recent times to successfully use New Hampshire as a catapult into the White House. Candidates have since followed his lead. Teresa Rosenberger is a lobbyist for AARP. She moved here 20 years ago just in time to see the comeback kid make his comeback.
My first primary was 1992, and that was when Bill Clinton was running the first time against George Bush, and I saw it from a very different perspective.
As a lobbyist, but also as a citizen of the Granite State, holding house parties, small gatherings where voters and candidates could literally get acquainted. Paula Rogers also had a different view of her first primary. She was a little girl.
Taft and Eisenhower and Stevenson. That's as far as I can go.
Would that have been Kefauver?
I
can't remember either.
But it was Taft and Eisenhower, I remember particularly.
What did it feel like then?
Well, I was a child, so I'm not sure exactly what it felt like, but I do remember a lot of radio coverage. I do remember people visiting New Hampshire. I remember something about a chicken, and I can't remember whether it was Kefauver or Taft, but it became part of a campaign story.
Paula Rogers is a prominent lawyer now in Concord. Teresa Rosenberger worries that just 5 days between Iowa and New Hampshire means late deciders won't have private time with candidates.
In the past, you would have time between Iowa and New Hampshire, so you really could go sit down with a candidate, see him again in living rooms or groups of 100, and you really felt like you knew him. Now, it's so concentrated, you're getting it on the debate.
Brian Shea owns the Barley House. This week, he invented a healthy, low-fat burger named for a certain weight-conscious candidate.
So we put it on a whole wheat bun, fresh baby spinach, fresh tomato, and fried pickle. Now, you also have the option of getting the bison burger, which even takes it up to another level.
Brian Shea's had hundreds of orders this week for the Huckaburger. He sells Campaign Trail Ale t-shirts, too. It's about the beer, stupid, is the slogan on the shirt. Brian Shea's one of many marketing the primary. These few days have been intense, with hotels and restaurants filled. It's been intense for the students at Beaver Meadow Elementary School in Concord as well. Dr. Roger Brooks is the principal.
I believe that we owe every child in Beaver Meadow School a peak experience that will really shape who he or she becomes in life.
Look out for some of them to become news anchors. Brooks has teams of news-gathering fifth graders who've been part of the process all school year. Zach Spiegel is a so-called kid reporter for Scholastic Magazine who dove between the legs of larger journalists to get to the front and get his story.
My second one with Barack Obama, that was probably my biggest story because a lot of people like him. John McCain was my biggest, writing story, but it was pretty huge.
I often feel that way myself. Mr. Spiegel says he might be a reporter or a paleontologist. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New Hampshire.
And so that's the past, and here's the future. You can hear NPR special coverage and analysis of today's New Hampshire's primaries tonight, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on many NPR stations and at npr.org.